This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Uber, Airbnb, Skip the Dishes, all examples of the sharing economy or gig economy, if you prefer. It is growing by leaps and bounds and giving millions of people around the world new ways to make money. Signing up to be an Uber driver is pretty easy, but navigating the tax implications might not be. Joining us now to tell us more about how all that works is Lisa Gittins. She is a senior tax expert from H&R Block Canada. Hello there.
Hello.
So hosting on Airbnb isn't like a job where they withdraw tax and do all that stuff at source. How does someone who is participating in the sharing economy or gig economy ensure that they are paying the right amount of tax?
Wonderful question. Very timely. So this sharing economy involves those persons who are Airbnb hosts. It is very important for them to understand when they file their income tax return, they are reporting all of their earned income, which for most hosts means that they're working a 9-to-5 job, they've gotten their T4 slip, and so it indicates how much they've earned from their employer, and as you stated, the tax that was deducted, the Canada pension premiums that were deducted, as well as EI premiums. They're reporting that on their tax return, but they're also including the income generated from being an Airbnb host. The key here is that no one has deducted tax from that income.
Right.
They must have kept track of it throughout the year. And in addition to their T4 slip being used to file their return, they're going to fill out a T776, a statement of real estate earnings.
Right. So real estate earnings is the Airbnb application.
Correct.
Is it different if you're an Uber driver or, you know, cycling around for Skip the Dishes?
It is different. Based on the fact that, like you said, Uber, Lyft, Skip the Dishes, these are drivers, so they're not renting out a part of their home. They are reporting business income on the T2125. That is the statement of business or professional activities. Just as with the Airbnb, the Uber driver may only be doing it part-time. Several differences here. If they're working, they're receiving their T4, again, that shows the income, the tax-deducted Canada pension and EI. They file with their T4, and they report their Uber earnings on that T2125. Again, no tax has been deducted at the source. No EI premiums or CPP. So they're going to file their income tax return, report the employment income from the employer and the self-employment income, and at the end, the calculation will be based on income tax in the tax bracket they're now in, as well as Canada pension premiums for the Uber driver that are subject on that self-employed income.
And people, as you say, who've had a regular full-time job for a long time might be surprised that they now owe tax because of the additional income that they're receiving in these side hustles.
Correct. And the reason they may be subject to additional tax is their employer has been deducting tax based on the tax bracket for their employment earnings. So federal taxes, if I'm earning $48,535 or less, my employer is deducting 15% tax. That's the federal rate.
Right.
If I now earn an additional $5,000 as an Uber driver, that bumps me into a 20.5% tax bracket. So I'm in a higher tax bracket than what my employer was deducting. Therefore, my tax bill is going to be higher, even though the employer's deducted the right tax. but now I owe on this additional income. The way they want to reduce that, don't stop reporting it. Report it, but claim the deductions you're entitled to reduce the total income you've earned to a lesser taxable income.
And what would be some examples for deductions? I'm sure they differ depending on where that gig economy income comes from. With an Uber driver, it's probably related, or there's something related to the car.
This is correct. So if we stay with the Uber and the Lyft, they're looking at the vehicle expenses, and deductions for them require them to keep a vehicle logbook. That logbook should show the odometer reading at the beginning of the year, January 1st, and at the end of the year, December 31st. If they started working during the year, take that odometer reading the first day that you start working, okay? Mm. So that's because you are going to claim a percentage of your vehicle expenses based on the total kilometers that you've driven.
I see. I want to ask you how the CRA, sorry to interrupt, just moving along here. I want to ask how the CRA monitors the gig economy. Is Airbnb required to hand over data to them? Is Uber required to hand over data? How's it get tracked?
So this is really good with tying it in from Uber and Airbnb. These are both gig economies that are earning income based on a website because the clients are booking through a website. Now, in the past, CRA has requested information from these sites to say, can you tell me who's registered with you to earn income? Okay. When you are filing your taxes, you're also reporting, yes, I'm earning the income from the website. You are responsible for tracking the income that you've earned. The key here is we have a self-assessment system. If you track based on what you've earned and you provide documentation to Revenue Canada that says, these are the days I worked, this is what I've earned, it backs up anything CRA tracked through the website, you're good to go. Mm. If you do not have documentation, then Revenue Canada in the past has said, based on the city that you operate, the province that you operate in, the times that you operate, this is what we think your income should be.
How do you reduce the likelihood of getting audited?
Now, this is where I was going to say, these types of things where they look at a geographic area happens all of the time with Revenue Canada. They don't give out a warning. They may look at the gig economy with Airbnb or Uber. They may look at people who are buying and selling homes, so the real estate industry, or they may look at those in the hospitality industry. They don't give a heads up. The way to protect yourself is keep documented proof of what you have earned. If you have proof, Revenue Canada goes with your proof. If you have nothing in writing to back up the amount you've reported, then you go with what Revenue Canada says you should have earned.
I hope this is a cautionary tale for people who are working in this fashion and have not got the level of sophistication that they clearly need to have. Lisa, thank you very much.
The good thing that we'd like to add here for these people who are doing the gig economy is these are things that are serviced by technology. So you've got a smartphone. Keep track of what you're earning in your calendar. 3 trips, drove 60 kilometers, earned $100
right
on January 1st. Airbnb, had 2 guests for the month of January. Put it in your calendar, the amount you've earned. That's documentation.
Right.
Remember that along with the apps booking your clients, you also have apps that will help you to keep track of
right
your expenses.
And Airbnb makes it so simple. It's all already there in your
That's
profile.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
The technology is there that this doesn't have to be
yeah
complicated. One thing before we wrap up that I'd like to remind those in the gig sharing is GST reporting. And it's different for Airbnb than Uber. Uber is required, or those Lyft ride sharing, you're required to register for GST from the first day that you work.
Okay.
That's on you. The responsibility is on you, the
All
driver.
Right.
For Airbnb, you are required to register and charge GST within 30 days after you earn $30,000 in the first quarter or in the calendar year.
I see. Okay. The details make a difference, Lisa. I'm afraid we need to finish it up there. I appreciate your perspective.
You are so welcome.
Lisa Gittin, senior tax expert from H&R Block Canada. This is the tax implications of participating in the gig economy. Clearly, we could talk about that for hours because there's so much to learn. But folks, get a handle on this. You do not want to receive the call from CRA.